driving a car. Kicking off this 3-day weekend. Kicking it off right. By driving a car home. That's step one. Step two. Disrobe. Step three. I don't know what step three is. Eat a pizza. Smear a pizza on yourself.
Something
like that. I meant to look out to see if I could see that Battleborn billboard again, just to verify that I didn't fucking invent it in my head. Because why the fuck would there be a Battleborn billboard up? I mean, the game's not even out for a while, you know? Like, on top of it being a terrible billboard that doesn't even mention that it's a video game, or, you know, doesn't prominently feature the information, this is a video game. Maybe I passed it. I don't know. I don't remember. It was along this stretch of road. It's up on the side of a building. Not there. Wow, I must have passed it. I probably passed it. Whatever. Maybe it never existed at all. That's the more likely scenario. This dude and do this. What is this guy doing? Fucking me over is what he's doing. Turning into this gas station in the worst way possible. Stalling this vehicle in the turn lane. Oh. Could have made that light. this guy in front of me is dangerous. Not sure where he is going. I'm trying to make a left turn for like 3 blocks and then not committing to it. Sketchy people. And with that, let's see what's on the radio.
I should clarify, after you think those wrong riders were coming up, you said thank you, ladies. A couple of media ladies brought
them. Yeah, yes, yes.
So I didn't want everyone listening right. to think yes. you were calling them ladies.
Good catch, good catch. Two young ladies of the media staff of the International Pro Rodeo Association
yes.
escorted those two fine gentlemen under visiting. How's that?
I was just listening from over at the side and yeah. sounded like that.
Zach Kilgus competes in the tie-down roping and the team roping. We're already watching the team roping tonight. Talk to
team roping. Saw the third one. I think I saw the second one like once. Nothing wrong with Men in Black. Men in Black 2 was alright. It's all that I can handle. So I made it with high hopes.
would smile in an instant. I knew the curve of her face. It was my own lovely lady. And she said, oh, it's you. Then we laughed for a moment. And I said, I never knew that you like pina colada.
Especially like pina coladas. They're okay. I wouldn't open with that, you know?
I wish they didn't have to constantly just say trending out loud, you know? Like, you know, the word's got a meaning. I understand why social media uses it, but when you're like, here's what's trending on our Facebook, it's like, no, you just say, here's the news break. Here's what's new. Hey, here's what's going on. Hey, you want to know what's going on? This is a movie trailer. That's cool, right? You like movies? This is new movies.
Here's what's trending on our Facebook.
What's crack-a-lacking on our Facebook page?
Come on, Sam. Yeah. Educated man, bro. star, but that's not what I am. I'm a jungle brother, a true roof brother. And I've been to many places you never discover. Come step to my side, suckers running hot. Africans in the house, they get petrified. You wanna know why? I'll tell you why. Because they can't stand the sight of the jungle. They never fight a fuss, they never curse a cuss. They just stand on the side and stare at us. And they get out of line, I put them on a bond. And give them one big push for all mankind. There ain't nothing to it, I just go ahead and do it. I lay down in the jungle sound and run right through it. And when I'm on the mic, I never stutter or stumble, cause I'm a jungle brother. Straight out the jungle.
Got people talking. Let's find out. This celebrity said something weird. Here's a dress a lady wore. There's a movie coming out. These boys are hunky. Here's another pretty lady. This sports guy said this outlandish thing. These celebrities are getting divorced. How y'all feeling out there? How y'all feeling out there? How y'all feeling out there?
run, fix your codex, the ruler. Not slick Rick, but the ruler of the mix. But then no more tricks, take flicks. Quick, but please don't miss this. Watch my DJ, cut with his dick. Slick, take it, see your mind training. Technique 1200, watch back training. Technique 1200. This has to become my lifestyle, so my grind became the art.
That's what's up.
Music's just the soundtrack to the grind.
No, no question.
Yeah, man. And, you know, because I tell people, you know, for one, the reason why I still do it is because I still love it. Like, I haven't lost any interest from the time that I wanted to get a deal to what, even to how whack it got. I still am that excited about doing it. I'm not like, damn, man.
How about, I remember you started, not to cut your wisdom, I remember you started the label in NYG's. Were part of the situation,
mm-hmm.
And I sat with you in front of where your new space was, and I don't want to misquote the block, but I remember standing with you. You had one piece of vinyl in your hand, and you were talking about NYG.
Wow.
And we built, and I'm sitting there in the ambition mode, like, what I got to do to get on his radar? Like, what? I don't want to rhyme right now, like everybody. How am I going to be where he at? You know what I mean?
So that's,
I
remember dope. That. That's dope.
And that was in the.
Right.
While it's whack everywhere, right?
Let's go to my phone for some music.
Why is it not? Why is it not going?
Let's go. What do we? Oh man! Let's try opening this, scrolling like this, and pushing this. Machinelli's a poet, you know, really.
Thank you.
Off this iPhone, except for Brandy. I want us to listen to fucking Brandy on loop. The song, not the artist. The Looking Glass, the classic. Brandy. She's a fine girl. What a good wife. Brandy, you know. I want us to listen to that on loop. 2 hours a day minimum. 1 hour in, 1 hour back. That tow truck is towing a big rig. It's serious fucking business. The Venga Boys, also serious business. This will go on. This is the other song. It'll be Brandy and Sha La 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 by the Venga Boys. The last playlist you'll ever need. Now I just want to build this playlist. I don't even want to listen to the songs. That's the problem. Building the playlist is more fun than listening to the playlist. Playground does not go on the playlist. Make no mistake.
stop.
Nope.
Good evening and welcome to Beastie Tommy's Restaurant!
This is really the Beastie Boys' finest work. Respectful. That's what I call this. Pretty sure I have the drum machine they used for that. It's like a little 4-pad, like play it with real drumsticks, but then there's buttons you can hit to do other stuff. That's my story. That's my claim to fame. Where is that? drum machine, though. I can't remember the last time I saw that thing.
I'm getting my kicks dirty. I'm blowing my mid-30s.
One Beastie Boys song to completion, and now it thinks that that's all it should play. Not happening. It's just not happening.
No, I'm just not feeling it. Not feeling it. Not feeling it. Not feeling it. Cover of this song is not bad. I mean, it's not as good as this, but it's pretty all right.
This seems terrible.
feel like.
Whatever you got on, baby, stay in it. You ain't gotta leave the house to have a good time. I'm gonna bring a good time home with you. We'll have a house party. We don't need nobody. Turn your TV.
I feel like hearing this is killing me. You know? Especially this bit, a little breakdown here. The house party soundtrack? Is this on the soundtrack of the house party? Starting to rain.
Hawk! Dawn Matrix Returns! Commercial break! Sirius XM 90s Oxide!
I can only hear this song if it's coming out of a Sega CD. Them's the rules. Not a
cover of Shampoo's War Paint. This is something else. Fuck this. Oh, remember this song? Remember these carefree days? Still all right. I mean, it's no fucking greatest love of all, Joel channel. Singing about the future. This song appears to be called Miami 2017. Is that a real thing? Is this a real thing? Are you hearing this? Is my brain making this up? Is this what 2017 will sound like? In Miami.
The Billy Joel Channel on Sirius XM. Playing music from Billy's 1983 album, An Innocent Man.
The fucking best part about this whole thing? The best part about this whole thing? In the artist field that comes up when you're listening, you know, it's like, hey, who's singing this song? What's the name of this song? You know, it's like the name of the song, whatever. It says, tell her about it, obviously. That's the name of the song. Artist field, at Billy Joel. Not Billy Joel. His fucking Twitter handle. At Billy Joel. Hey, who sang this song? At Billy Joel sang this song, motherfucker. Don't you forget it. Follow him for more. Follow him for more fucking hits.
like Miami 2017, which I would believe a song called Miami 2017 would be written by a Twitter handle. Billy Joel, trying to get them Twitter. Hey, why don't we do a deal with, like, Satellite Radio to get a Billy Joel channel? They seem interested. Hey, can you get them to put my Twitter? Can we get them to get us some more Twitter followers on this account? Billy Joel just ain't social enough. Stop popping. What the fuck is trending, motherfucker? At Billy Joel. That's what. All right, let's get it trending, guys. Got drunk, crashed a car, let's get it trending. It's like, usually the Twitter handle stuff is reserved for, like, the electronic stations. Or, like, when a DJ is on or something, like, the mix shows and stuff like that, where they're trying to, like, get, you know, listener feedback or something like that. Like, hey, I was sending shout-outs to people that are hitting me up on Twitter. Is Billy Joel gonna come on between songs? Go, yeah, I wrote that fucking song. Shout out to Shannon on Twitter with the Twitter check-in. Good looking, Shannon. All right, this is Billy Joel getting into that next song, that one from that TV show, Greatest American Hero. Let's do it. He didn't write. That's not a Billy Joel song. Billy, that's not a song. Billy, you didn't do that song. Billy, we're pretty sure you didn't do that song. We don't know. All right, fuck it. Here's Piano Man then. I don't know. Just have a dump button that just, like, plays Piano Man, like, in case something unsavory goes out on the airwaves. Like, shit. Push the dump. Dump the Piano Man, quick. Oh, I just laid a trap for future me, where I left it tuned to the Billy Joel station. So when I get in the car next, it's going to be a shitty time. All right. I'm home. We're back in the office on Tuesday, so, you know, see you Tuesday. Have a good one.